The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, that Jesus had not gotten alone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. And the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there. They themselves got into the boat, came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. They found him across the sea. They said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen. I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, because you ate the loaves, were fulfilled. Do not work for food that perishes, for food that endures the eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you may believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. We see in the first reading today that Stephen is accused of things that he didn't do, that people are threatened by him because he spreaded the gospel of Jesus, and instead of people being open to the truth, what do? They do the same things that we do in our own lives. Sometimes we too are guilty of gossiping about people, making up stories about others, spreading rumors. And we see that Jesus vindicates Stephen and he tells him, "Do not worry about what other people say about you, but be focused on doing what's right." And that's a reminder to all of us that there are going to be moments in our lives when people say things about us that aren't true. But we need to focus on not what others think about us, but focus about what God sees in our hearts. So we have a decision to make as we begin this new day today. We could be bearers of the good news and speak truth, or we could be like those of the first reading who were guilty of slander, gossip, and spreading bad things about one another. So as we begin this new week, this new work week, this new school week, let's look at our hearts right now and ask ourselves, am I guilty of talking about others? Am I guilty of stirring the pot or maybe saying things that maybe aren't true or embellishing? So let's reflect upon that right now. Who in my own life am I guilty of speaking ill of? And how am I going to change that behavior? So let's think of that right now. Who am I talking bad about behind their back?